From Marketplace, I'm Molly Wood, in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Shares in U.S. cable company Cablevision are soaring this morning. That's because it has agreed to sell itself to a European telecom giant called Altice in a deal valued at $17.7 billion. The combined company would become one of the biggest cable companies in the U.S. For more on the potential deal and the mystery player involved, here's John Delaney, Associate VP of Mobility at IDC. John, thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure.
So what is your reaction to the merger, and what can you tell us about Altice?
Well, Altice is a very ambitious company. It's driven to a large extent by the ambitions of Patrick Drahi, a European entrepreneur. And Altice, of course, is not confining its ambitions to Europe. It wants to get into the U.S. market, too. Did that in a smaller way earlier this year when it bought the U.S. cable operator Suddenlink. But, of course, the Cablevision acquisition will make it a much more substantial player in the U.S.
Assuming, of course, that deal goes through, I would imagine there would be some regulatory concerns, wouldn't there?
Well, indeed, they'll be taking a player out of the market, and the combined operation of Suddenlink and Cablevision will put it only about number four in the U.S. cable TV market. So, you know, on the face of it, I don't think regulatory scrutiny would be a showstopper. But we have to bear in mind, of course, that they want to be a bigger player in the market. So I think Altice will have some work cut out for it to allay regulators' concerns about wider consolidation in the U.S. cable market.
Do you think that Suddenlink and Cablevision would be enough to sort of satiate the appetite? Or do you think we would see more of Altice in the U.S., maybe in something like mobile?
My feeling is that we will see more. Telcos generally are now adopting a very strong trend in strategy towards combining fixed and mobile operations, because a lot of customers are increasingly looking for bundle deals. So my feeling is that Altice will be looking hard at opportunities to be getting into the U.S. mobile market. I wouldn't be at all surprised if Patrick Drahi was contemplating making a play for T-Mobile U.S. That's purely speculative, of course, but his ambition make me think that might be something that's in the works.
That's John Delaney at IDC Europe. John, thanks so much.
It's my pleasure.
And now let's do the numbers. European stocks are mixed. In London, the FTSE 100 is down 0.2%. Germany's DAX is up about 0.3%. And the CAC 40 in Paris is up 0.3% as well. China's Shanghai Composite Index closed down 2% despite big gains yesterday. And U.S. futures are all trending down.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Wix.com, helping millions of business owners create their own professional website. More about how to create a website today online at Wix.com. And by Regus, providing temporary workspace so that businesses can work where they want, when they want, and how they want. Regus, here to help you grow. More information at 1-800-OFFICES. And by Robert W. Baird & Company, employee-owned and independent, Baird has kept clients' financial interests first since 1919. BairdWealth.com has more information.
Today is the day Wall Street has been waiting for, the day we find out whether the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates. Many feel the decision could go either way. Philip Swagel is an economist at the University of Maryland School of Public Policy. He's leaning against a rise.
You know, we've had, you know, a pretty good run of job creation, not sizzling, but decent job creation. But it's somewhat unbalanced, right? We've had a relatively strong services sector. We're hiring in healthcare, in public education, and not hiring so much in manufacturing. And higher interest rates will mean a stronger dollar. And if anything, that could exacerbate that twist in the economy, that unevenness in the recovery. I don't think that's enough for the Fed to wait by itself. But that kind of concern about the breadth of the recovery will be on the minds of Chair Yellen and her colleagues.
But if rates do rise, it would make some people very happy. Who? In a word, savers. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
When you think of savers, you think of seniors living off of fixed income, told by their financial advisors to stick to safe investments like bank accounts and CDs. People like 75-year-old Diane Boyer. I caught up with her recently in the lobby of her building at a retirement community in Maryland.
Hey, how are you?
Okay.
It's 3:30 in the afternoon. The lobby is buzzing. There's an intense bridge game in one corner. Other people are waiting for dinner to start in the adjacent dining room. Boyer says sometimes the dinner conversation turns to interest rates, specifically how the Fed's low rates have clobbered people's savings accounts and CDs.
There are more people use mattresses than savings accounts.
It's the same interest rate.
Boyer and her husband Bill have poured their savings into the stock market. Boyer says people who still have most of their money in the bank are worried they'll outlast their nest eggs.
They're worried about whether they'll continue their lifestyle, whether they'll be able to leave anything inheritance to their kids.
Pension fund managers are waiting for higher rates, too. Many need to make 7% on their investments, but now it's hard to make even 5%, according to Terry Burnham. He's a professor of finance at Chapman University.
Now there are no assets that return 5% that are safe. They're all super risky if you're making 5%.
There's somebody else who will benefit from higher interest rates, Janet Yellen. The Fed will finally have the option to use rates as a lever, pushing them down to stimulate the economy. Right now, rates can't go any lower because they're already near zero.
The Fed has run out of bullets.
Ted Peters is chairman and CEO of Bluestone Financial Institutions Fund and a former member of the Philadelphia Federal Reserve Board.
If rates go back up, it gives them some leverage to do some things down the road 2 or 3 years from now.
Peters thinks the Fed will announce an interest rate increase today. He says rates have been too low, too long. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And finally, we're following news that the U.S. Department of Justice could announce a settlement today with GM that would penalize the company over faulty ignition switches on its cars. 124 people died in crashes related to the flaws. The settlement is expected to include a fine of $1 billion, but it will not include any criminal charges against individual GM employees. More on that story on our Morning Report podcast, which you can find at marketplace.org or your favorite podcast app. From the studios at Montclair State University, I'm Molly Wood with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.